Hello, welcome again to the Southwestern College Soundbite series. I am Brenda Cruz Flores here with Dr. Anne Philmeyer and Dr. Marna Haug. We are talking about the PhD program, Visionary Practice and Regenerative Leadership. Anne Philmeyer is the president of Southwestern College and also the founder and director of the PhD program. Marna Haug is the associate director and founding faculty of the PhD program. Welcome, you two. I am very curious about this program. Can you tell us more about it and what makes the program unique?
Well, thank you, Brenda. Thank you for the invitation to talk about the PhD in Visionary Practice and Regenerative Leadership. This is designed really to reach out to those doctoral students who are interested in developing the seed of an idea we're calling the vision seed, and really learning how to implement something in the world, how to bring forth. And so this project that they might bring to us, we as the faculty are to help them to develop this idea. So we're looking to the strengths, the creativity, the problem solving, the potentiality of doctoral students who want to dive deep into an area of study. It's transdisciplinary. So we're looking at any field. It could be ecological, it could be psychological, it could be social, transformational. We're looking for ideas that can be applied in the real world and to develop students' skill as researchers, as investigators, as inquiring and developing themselves and their ideas in order for that doctoral project to have meaning and have a connection to community, to a special field or to a special community, some aspect of the world that they want to be bringing something to, contributing in some way. So that's a broad sort of overview, but that's a unique aspect of the program that is applied in that sense that we really want to see what we can do in the world and how we can make a difference, how change makers can be developed to bring forth their ideas in a skillful way. So that's a little bit of a framework. I'll pass it over to Marna to add some detail there.
Yeah, I think this is a very exciting time at Southwestern College with the beginning of this doctoral program in visionary practice and regenerative leadership. We are calling the mavericks and the dreamers and the visionaries, many of whom may already have great success inside of a given career and are feeling that call to something more. They're feeling like something is wanting to be born through them, a unique contribution at this very, very intense time in the world when there's so much needed, so much is being called for. We have developed this program to support that call, to support the people who are answering that call. And what is unique about this program is that we are at a convergence and building a bridge between people who might be doing work in the world inside of a given community and are seeing how that particular project, program, or approach might actually be useful and give great life in other places or across other domains or disciplines. So that's one of the approaches that we want to support, is really helping build that bridge between practice and then what's happening in other places, what's happening in this burgeoning world of scholarship and research that can enrich, deepen, and grow that vision seed, that practice, that call in the world into greater fruition. And we're really involved that our container for supporting this work is collaborative, it's collegial, so that some people might have a certain idea or they're feeling a call. How do they get into a convivial community where they can really be supported in taking it into a fuller bodied ideation and then design and then emplacing it, creating, building a community, a web of like a mycelial network of support that can allow that program to come really fully to life. So we're really drawing on the strengths of these unique vision keepers and bringing in the nurture and support of our almost like a social incubator, and also bringing in the skills and tools and resources from the larger body of world of inquiry to support taking the work deeper and broader.
And it's our hope that the graduates of this program have developed leadership, and we're looking at partner-based leadership models. And we're looking at ways that leadership is regenerative, meaning we notice what's already there. We notice what strengths exist in the community or in the field. We build on those strengths. Maybe we challenge and take things in new directions. But ultimately, that doctoral dissertation is also a blueprint for what you're going to do with your life post-doctoral. Where do you want to make a difference? And how are you going to do that? And what resources do you have available? And how have you developed networks, social networks, so that you're able to move forward in the ways that you imagine? So we're preparing people to come into the world in an entrepreneurial way with their uniqueness, and actually, rather than fitting into an existing job or an existing slot, they are creating those new spaces. The world we're living in is demanding our creativity, demanding our originality, that we can't really address the challenges without really imagining new spaces.
One of the things that's really unique about this program is this integration of the imaginal and the regenerative. We're able, as a small, responsive organization, to design educational programs that support learners who are at the wave crest of what the world is calling for. And so we're able to be very fleet-footed and nimble in developing this program to support these learners and be able to take the creativity and originality and go all the way into practice. So one of the unique program components has to do with several fold cycle, when in other programs might be considered a practicum. What we are thinking about it is a time when the visionary project can be piloted. And so there's a regenerative design aspect of that. And then there's a field work aspect of that. And then there's a reflection dimension of that. Some doctoral programs are very focused on the production of academic publication as the ultimate goal. We are developing and building scholar activists, certainly, and people will learn vigorous research skills. At the same time, they are going to be embedded inside of a community and building a community that will support their work and make it meaningful and not just something abstract that's floating. I want to say one of the key differentiators also is that whereas there's constructs around sustainability today, we're actually wanting to go beyond sustainability and into regeneration. So this means this is a pivot. It is not sufficient right now for us to sustain systems, to find things that only can kind of sustain. We're looking for the regeneration of systems. This means that the systems are living systems and that they continue in dynamic quality to be able to bring more life into the world. And so this is a higher standard that is needed right now.
We're very interested in potential students with their vision seed ideas and their desire to make a difference. And so we just invite any potential students to reach out. Marna and I are really happy to talk with folks. We have some evening events coming up where potential students can learn more. We're really looking for adult learners ready to take on this next step and develop their expertise, their depth, their capacity, and move forward in creative ways. So we're excited about it and really interested in engaging with potentials. Anything else, Brenda? Any other questions for us?
Nope, that is it for now. I want to thank you both for taking the time to chat with us, and see y'all next time.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Marna.
Thanks, Brenda. Thanks, Anne.